are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, here I am, you know, and I'm looking at how so far the day is gone. And, you know, my staff, they actually did pretty darn good. The staff did really good. I just didn't tell them today. And now I'm like, well, darn, should I just text everybody? You know, I mean, it was a rough day at work. And, you know, yeah, you know, some things, you know, went, you know, a little halfway, and I had to, you know, step on it and, you know, step on them a little bit. I mean, not literally, figuratively, you know, but overall, you know, I'm looking and I'm like, you know, dang, we got through today pretty darn good. And, you know, didn't tell them. And you need to do that. You really need to tell your staff they did good. You know, it would be nice if the staff ever told me I did good. See, I don't get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of feedback from you guys in radio. And, you know, by the way, speaking of that, you know, I'm trying to look at the medical emails I'm getting. And you guys have to see these emails I'm getting. Dr. Dahlia, why can't you do just a political show? I really like the politics. Dr. Dahlia, who do you want to win the presidential primary? Dr. Dahlia, please do. No, here's the thing, guys, all right? Politics are fun. And I do. I do fill in for political hosts. I love talking about politics. I do, because I love airing my opinion, et cetera. But, you know, I'm a doctor, so I really love doing the medical. But listen, okay, my show is about the headlines. Okay, my show, when I do the Dr. Dahlia Show, and for those of you that have been listening for 3 years, you kind of get the gist of what I do. Whatever the headlines are, you know, I talk about, and then from a doctor's perspective, I bring up the health aspect or the psychology aspects, or I just don't bring up any aspect, and I just talk about the headlines. I mean, you know, when you guys only have X amount of time to listen to radio and to get your news and to get your bulleted points. Sometimes there's going to be a lot of medical news. Like today, we got a lot of cool stuff. You know, they're going to be putting these quote-unquote mind-reading helmets on pilots that are going to be able to tell remotely if they're falling asleep at the wheel. Really cool stuff. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about, again, tomatoes and cancer, little things you could do to spruce up your relationship. So we got some cool things. Oh, and dust mite poo-poo for asthma. All right, that's cool. But I also understand you guys have only X amount of time. I don't want you listening to me and missing any headlines or anything else going on. So I got to tell you, when Osama bin Laden was captured and killed, you know, I was going to be talking about nipple discharge that day on the radio. You know, I'm talking about nipple discharge, green, red, white. You guys don't want to listen to that. You want to hear about what's happening with Osama. So, but just, you know, remember, just because I talk about that, it doesn't mean my show's turning political. I mean, I'm still a doctor. I'm going to be, you know, but I talk about whatever comes up. Okay. And now the question about who I want to win the presidential primary. I just want whoever's going to repeal Obamacare, whoever's going to get this economy back up and running, I'm for. All right. I think Newt's a brilliant man. I think Mitt Romney's a very smart man. I think Ron Paul says some smart things. Not really excited about his foreign policy. All right. Yeah. Oh, I get that. I got a call saying, why am I not for Ron Paul? Because he's an OB-GYN. All right. Well, you know, first of all right, even though we ladies go to OB-GYNs, okay, it doesn't mean we really particularly are fond of them. Okay. Usually we like to run from the OB-GYN. My OB-GYN, very nice, but we really don't like to hang out. Okay. She's seen too much of me. No need to hang out with the OB-GYNs. And Santorum, I like the guy. I just don't think he's going to win. So honestly, no, I really don't have a particular choice. I think Romney's probably going to make it, you know, but it's interesting because I'm just getting political questions and I got to be careful. This is a political year. I really don't want to turn my show into a political show. Ooh, I got another email saying, Dr. Dahlia, we need more women in political radio. I don't really think you do. I think whoever you have is pretty darn good. You got to let Laura Ingraham. Heidi Harris, locally, she does a great, great show. I think the men are doing a good job. I mean, remember, when I talk politics, you know, I talk a lot about the colors of the tie. I talk, well, of course, you know, because again, I look at the psychology of the voter. That's a doctor's perspective of it. But nah, I don't really think you need extra. I think you got enough political people. You got good people. You got Alex Jones. You got Jason Lewis. You got a lot of good good people out there already. I don't think you need more. But yes, yes, absolutely. I'll entertain any questions, any comments. You know, again, I really can't pick which presidential candidate I really, really want. Like I said, I've been really impressed with certain things said by certain candidates in the debates. But, you know, it really doesn't matter at this point. You know, Romney, as you all know, won Florida huge gains. They say Newt Gingrich still is ahead nationally over Mitt Romney. I know Mitt Romney won the Nevada caucus. This is my political commentary, people. Nevada won the caucus in Mitt Romney won the caucus in Nevada 2008. So there's a very good chance, you know, he may still have that support again. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I just want the guy that's going to repeal Obamacare, going to open up his mind, hopefully allow doctors and nurses and dentists and massage therapists and physical therapists to help come up with a plan and maybe some patients. Why don't we actually add some patients to that board, right, and get an idea? Don't hire somebody to head Medicare that's a pediatrician that's never taken care of Medicare like Dr. Berwick, cough, cough. You know, just somebody that's going to make sense and somebody who's not going to, you know, allow a job-killing bill to ruin the economy and the healthcare system that the current administration has. And that's the person I'm going to vote for. Someone that's also going to keep our borders safe and someone who's not going to not give a damn about Israel. Okay? I mean, somebody that's going to understand the security of Israel helps our security, again, is going to get my vote. And that's where I'm at with that. All right. Enough of politics. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. A lot of good, juicy stuff. When we come back from break, I really want to – this is kind of cool what they want to do with pilots. Now, I don't know if the pilots are going to want this. You know, I don't know if I was a pilot, if I'm going to want my brain monitored. But they're going to be doing that. They're also going to be – we're going to be talking about – you know, it looks like doctors really want mom and dad a little bit – more involved when it comes to children. So I think parents are going to get to actually go on rounds and discuss things with the doctors. Isn't that a concept? You as the mommy actually may have a say in your child's care. Wow, a shocker. All right, guys, when we come back, don't go away. And I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Warning: the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We got Kyle working the dials. Kyle does a great job. I love working with him. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Okay, when I read this about having pilots wear EEGs, you know, at first I was like, oh, cool. But then I was like, oh, are they really going to want to wear them? Well, this is the scoop, okay? Military commanders want to know if the pilot is not responding, let's say to a warning light or some sensor that's going off. And so what they have found that they could do is hook up these little miniature EEG scanners to fit in the helmet and hook up to the pilot's head, brain, to be able to pick up signals. Now, EEGs we're all familiar with to detect seizure activity. And remember in the olden days, I mean, you had to sit still. You couldn't move. You'd have to wear one of those Back to the Future type caps, right? Remember Doc Brown wore one of those weird caps in the 50s, all right? Even though EEGs now are a lot more mild. But, you know, in the olden days, they were really kind of cumbersome. I mean, you couldn't even twitch. It would, you know, be so sensitive. Well, now, apparently, you could move. You could do a lot. And it could still pick up the signals from the brain. Now, the reason why military commanders want to do this is if they could tell that if they can see that the pilot is asleep or unconscious, etc., then they could, I guess, control the plane. All right. Now, let me see. I'm kind of reading this as we go. This was reported in Daily Mail. New developments were led by Scott McKeague, director of University of California, San Diego's Swart Center for Computational Neuroscience. I would love a college named after me. Right? Dr. Dahlia Swack School of Proctology. That would be pretty cool. The Swart Center. He said that these headsets weigh around 3.5 kilograms, which is probably about 7-8 pounds, and the machinery is still quite heavy, but light enough to transport. They say the sensors are controlled over a wireless internet connection. Way cool. And are much more precise because they use better algorithms. Oh, yeah, if you want the algorithms. They said the difference was like listening to a single speaker's voice in a crowded room as opposed to all the noises. I mean, it was really, really sensitive. Now, don't worry. It doesn't read minds. You know, you can't say my superior officer is a dork, and think that, and they're going to pick it up. It won't be able to read minds by no means. What it does is it looks at the electrical fields of the brain, and it can pick up, if you're having less activity. Because remember, everything is also relative. So when you look at the EEG, they try to find your baseline, like with seizure activity. You aren't seizing all the time. You have some baseline activity, and then you have the seizure, et cetera. So they could see from your regular baseline activity to if it starts to subside, that could show a sign of subconscious state or less consciousness, sleep, et cetera. So EEG has been around since the 20s. Now, this I didn't know. This is news to me. They said they've used these little headsets, actually for toys. There's a Star Wars toy called MindFlex by Mattel. Did you guys know that? And Uncle Milton's Force Trainer, which lets these kids act like would-be Jedis, practice their lightsaber technique. I didn't know you could actually hook your kid up to this. See, I would love to do that at night, know if they're, screwing around in their rooms, right, by, the EEG monitor. And then maybe zap it. I can't do that. My kids didn't listen to me. The bigger they get, I was scared of my parents. Even when I was a 25-year-old woman, when my dad said something, it was, yes, sir. Now, I tell my kids to go to bed. They're like, Mom, please leave me alone. Mom. Gosh, they talk back. I'm a wuss. Nobody loses a tooth in my family. Yeah, we did when I grew up. You'd lose teeth all the time. You don't mess around. Okay. Now this is somebody who should lose a lot more than his teeth. Did you guys hear about this teacher? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. This is scary. All right. A teacher from the LA school district. All right. Who, from what I understand, had been teaching for decades, has now been charged with molestation. And on top of that, some very crazy stuff I don't even know if I'll be able to say on air. Mark Burnt, 61 years old, was arrested Monday at his Torrance home and is now in jail on $2.3 million bail. Why are they even setting bail for this one? Charges involve 23 boys and girls aged 6 to 10 who were molested between 2008 and 2010. Now, what happened is there were photographs taken of this teacher blindfolding children in the classroom, taping their mouths shut, all right? Then it gets worse, okay? He'd sometimes cover their mouths with his hand. He also, they believe, and charged him with feeding them semen. There's photographs with kids with spoons coming up to their mouths with clear white fluid. I could barely say this. Stuff on a cookie. I'm getting sick looking at this. And he also tried to feed them cockroaches. How could this person, and he was in the school system for decades. They have about 390 photographs. They're still identifying the children. I don't know how something like this could happen all that time over a 2-year period. All right, I'm just amazed that somebody that sick could be around kids. It just baffles me. And I know some of you are going, why didn't the kids tell Mom? One is I'm sure they didn't know it was semen. He probably pretended like it was a class activity. And number two is, a lot of these abusers, they put the fear of God in you. They say, if you say something, I'm going to go after your mommy. And they want to protect the mommy, so they'd be quiet. There's a lot of ways these abusers control their victims. But it just, I mean, that just absolutely freaks me out. So I'm sorry I had to talk about that on air, but, you know, it made headlines. You know what? I know you guys want to go back to eating. Just keep your food down for a second. We just have one more story to talk about. Dust mite droppings. All right. Apparently, all right, they say dust mites and droppings could actually revolutionize the treatment of asthma. Now, they're going to make it into a pill. Actually, it melts under the tongue. And what it does is it kind of reprimes your immune system. So then you don't overreact when you come in contact with the mite droppings. So let me correct. Mite droppings aren't in the pill. It's, I guess a form of dust mite antigen. I'm looking at this to make sure it's not actual dust mites going into the pill. But anyway, what they're doing with this tablet is trying to prime you such that if you are next to dust mite droppings, you don't get all anaphylactic. Okay, I want to know what's in this pill. They're not saying. They're just saying a pill. They're talking about dust mites and droppings. I'd like to know what's in the pill. They're not saying. That's disgusting. Anyway, but, you know, it makes sense. Whenever we give you guys allergy shots or even homeopathic treatments, okay, to try to desensitize you, you actually give a small amount of the allergen. That's the whole premise, right? To make your body, to desensitize it. So your body's like, oh, you know what, no big thing. And that's what they do with allergy shots. That's what they do with these homeopathic treatments. They give it to your body in little microscopic steps, little baby steps, to the point that you don't then blow up and have a reaction. Because if you do blow up and have a reaction, it's because your body detects an antigen, your immune response goes into full-blown gear, you stop breathing, your throat closes up, again, to protect you from future antigen, and a lot of times the response can kill you. Right. Sometimes the cure is worse than the sickness. So we like looking at things that you can take that's, I guess, antigen friendly, you know, a form of an antigen that, you know, we can control and see if you, don't overreact to in a controlled atmosphere. So dust mites is huge. For a lot of you asthmatics, you know what I'm talking about. Right? And it's not so much a dust mite running around, it's the droppings that are around the house. That's what you're allergic to, like cats. Sometimes it's not only the hair of cats, but it's the saliva that you're allergic to. You know? And you're like, really? Why am I allergic to saliva? Yeah, a lot of times it's the moisture from the cats you're allergic to more than the actual hair and dander. So these different aspects of these antigens are now being looked at, and maybe they'll come up with some sort of a pill form. But asthma's a biggie. I mean, we still haven't come up with a cure for that. You know, we talk about a lot of things in medical advance. So if you really think about it, a lot of you asthmatics, you're still on inhalers. You're still on steroids. You still go through times of year where it's rough. Some of us outgrow it. You know, many of us, we outgrow it. Whatever triggered us to have asthma as a child, our body, you know, desensitized to it. And we're like, oh, you know what? No big thing. I'm not going to overreact. But for a lot of people, no. And then you have the smokers that, you know, get smoker's asthma, as I call it, COPD, and then you start to react because your lungs are a little bit more weak, and the smoke destroyed your buffer to these irritants. And you seem to then, again, need to hit the inhalers, you have shortness of breath, etc. So they need to make some movements with this. Do I like the whole mite dropping thing? No, not really, but I gotta admit, dust mites are big, you know, with asthma, so... Yeah. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption.
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com, my website. William from Traverse City, Michigan writes, Dr. Dahlia, don't get mad, but sorry, I don't have a medical question. Do you think Romney is a... Do you think Romney is a safe choice? Will he really appeal Obamacare? Okay, and I'm not going to get mad. I don't have any problem with political questions. I don't. It just, you know, I just don't want my listeners getting mad if, you know, I mean, we talk politics. No, I'm not going to get mad. Look, I think they'll all do a good job. Any one of them will do a better job than Obama. But you know what? You bring up a good point that I don't mind bringing up on the show. You know, when everybody, like, you know, Mitt Romney said he'll repeal Obamacare. They all did. They've all promised that, from what I understand. But, I mean, could it really be done? Could you really repeal it? You know, is that something that's really practical? You know, can he sign an executive order and will it be done? I don't know. And again, even if it is, and we've talked about this with the Supreme Court, and look, you know what? I have no problem talking about politics if that's what you want, because I know many of you are scared what's going on with their health care. And I have no problem. Don't misconstrue. I'm not mad about it. It's just, you know, understand I can't be an all political show because I have to talk about medical stuff. But I understand many of you are very, very scared about what our health care future is going to be. So no, I don't have a problem talking about that at all. I'm very nervous, you know, and in fact, this is what doctors are starting to tell their patients now. If you're thinking about that knee surgery, if you're thinking about that hysterectomy, if we don't know what health care is going to be like in a few years and you have the option now, do so. I mean, in fact, I had a patient today. The family was very upset because the blood work wasn't covered. Now, the blood work that we had ordered for their physical, they wanted a physical, was covered months prior for the spouse, same diagnosis, but the insurance company decided not to cover it now. Now, I told them, you got to talk to your insurance company because you paid your premiums if it's the same exact plan for your father, it is for your mother, and they aren't covering your father's, or they covered your father's life, but not your mother's. I mean, you're getting ripped off. You got to talk to your insurance company. But why is that happening? Well, this is what's happening. Insurance companies are covering less. They're going to cover whatever they're mandated to cover, bare bones, and not cover anything else. So let's say Obamacare is repealed. Let's say the Supreme Court says you could throw away the whole bill. I don't think that's going to happen, though, honestly, guys. I really don't. Maybe they'll say the mandate is unconstitutional. And maybe many parts of the bill will fall, but no, I don't think the whole bill will fall through. I really don't. I don't. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen or I want it to happen, but I think, you know, legally it's gonna take so much time and effort to try to break up this bill that I just don't see it practically and realistically getting done. Because remember, you have a lot of constituents now that go, I want my free health care. I want my health care. So they're going to move forward. They're going to move forward. And honestly, I think we should be a country where, you know, everybody that's a legal citizen and a tax-paying citizen and an, you know, honest, you know, hard-working American, you know, has access to health care. I think that would be perfect. Absolutely. And so government's still going to try for that. The only problem is again, like Pandora's box is already opened. All right. What's going to happen is insurance companies are going to say, you know what? I found an out. If everybody wants one mammogram, one colonoscopy, one DEXA scan, one cholesterol panel, we'll give everybody that one and we're not going to cover everything else. And I think that's going to stick. See, I think a lot of the damage was already done. Even if Obamacare is repealed, I think a lot of the damage is going to be done already. And so you're going to have, again, that two-tier system, which we talk about. So back to your question, William, do I think Romney's a safe choice? Will he really appeal Obamacare? I think, honestly, any of them, you know, in terms of them having the devotion to the cause and having the passion to, fight the bill that we're already struggling with, I think is there. I think that's there. Do I think he's going to be effective or any more effective than anybody else? No, I think they're all going to be equally effective when it comes to Obamacare. I know people are really worried about Romney care, but I really think that, Mitt Romney kind of learned his lesson about that one. You know, so I'm not that worried. You know, I know a lot of people, they dislike him. I'm not that worried. I don't think so because there's so much public opposition to what happened in Massachusetts that I don't think, I really don't think that's going to be a problem, you know? And so, we'll see, but, I love it. I could just see you guys type the emails to me, scared to ask. Go ahead, ask. That's what I'm here for. Okay. And I like the whole political thing. Okay. So let's see what's happening in the news. Now, this is interesting. Ketamine is a pretty big sedative that we use for horses. Did you guys hear about that? Well, they're finding that this ketamine, this big, huge sedative, we kind of call it something else in medical circles, but I can't, bring it up on air, but it's, you know, basically a big horse tranquilizer. I mean, it's a big medicine, a big butt medicine. That's what we call it. We call it a big butt medicine. Can actually, they say, cure depression. They say getting this, right, dose, they believe can actually cure people from severe depression. Okay? From what I understand, When you actually, I mean, this can actually make you very, very weak. It gives this separated, like you feel like you're separated from your body. But because of its power on your mind, they believe that symptoms of depression can vanish almost instantly. Now, don't worry. This thing is not going to be out on the market. I mean, right now, mental health researchers are kind of working on that, trying to figure out, you know, what doses would be safe. But they think ketamine could possibly be used for your severe depressive patients to kind of stop them in the track. Now, this is what's interesting. For those of you that have ever suffered from depression, there's a couple different types. There's the one you get where somebody died, let's say in your family, somebody close. And that's not chemical. That's environmental. And I mean, there's nothing anybody could say. There's nothing anybody could give you. I mean, I know a lot of these people that are going through the death, or the struggle with their loved one having cancer, you know, they'll take some sleeping pills to sleep or whatever. But you wake up in the morning depressed, you go to bed depressed. I mean, you're depressed. But then you have the other people where they really have nothing in their life to be depressed about. But it's the chemicals. All right, we call it a chemical imbalance. I don't really like that term. We could call it a serotonin deficiency. But you have people that are like, look, Dahlia, I am sitting here crying in front of you, and I don't know why. Those people are the ones where I think something like this could work. I don't know if I really like the idea of something as strong as ketamine. But those types of people, they'll say something made them laugh or something took their mind off of it, and they were good temporarily. All right, those are the ones where you could flip it on and flip it off. The ones where you could flip it on and flip it off, those, of course, you really have to baby. I mean, those are the ones you really got to watch. But those are the ones where I see them wanting to come up with something where if they're severely depressed, you could, boom, institute something like this and possibly stop them from going to commit suicide, etc. I mean, still, we're talking about infusing. I don't see how you could do this in your house. But you do have people where there is nothing for them to be depressed about, and they just get into this funk. And that really scares a lot of us, because those are the people that could be suicidal. Those are the people that could hurt themselves, etc. And they don't even want to be taken out of it and woken up out of it. So I see where they're going with this. I'm not a huge fan, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop that mindset. And, you know, for any of us that have been in a funk, we sometimes want to stay in that funk. We just want to brood. We just want to feel sorry for ourselves, have a pity party, and we just want to, you know, swim in our tears. And sometimes you really need to wake these people up out of it. That's why they've been using electroconvulsive therapy sometimes on severe depression. That zap to knock you out of it. And it's worked. ECT, albeit, you know, older and you know, some people think it is pretty barbaric, has been used, you know, in very, very, I should say, controlled atmospheres where it doesn't hurt and it doesn't, you know, but actually these jolts do seem to help, but this is why they do it. They're trying to just break that depressive cycle. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. Some things you could do to kind of spruce up your little relationship, make it a little bit more sexy. Coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for notifying your talk stations locally that you want to listen to me. We are getting calls on Genesis Communications Network. We'll hopefully bring my show to your talk station. They got to make room, right? I know they got to squeeze Rush out of the way and Sean Hannity out of the way to squeeze my big butt in there, and maybe they'll do it. But thank you, because if you guys contact the news talk stations and say, "I want Dr. Dahlia," hopefully they'll make it happen. So thank you all. Now, a lot of us, you know, we're in relationships that have kind of, you know, many years on it. I mean, my husband and I have been married for 15 years. You know, I mean, my jokes, you know, they used to be a lot funnier to him than they are now. His jokes, yeah, you know. So, you know, you lose a little bit of the passion and your poop don't stink type of thing. But we still have fun. We have a great marriage. But, you know, some of you, if you need ideas on what to do with your relationship, or even some of you new out there, you know, kind of back on the dating scene. These are some cool tips. I was reading Fox News, and they came up with 7 days to a healthier relationship. And this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. Okay, one is they say, try something new together. Okay, now, sometimes you do the same thing over and over and over again. So maybe if you guys don't usually ski or go up to the mountains or snow, maybe do that. All right, maybe go sledding one day. Maybe, try take a scuba diving class or something. But sometimes getting out of the humdrum, you know, this is actually very similar and a good transition from what we talked about right before the break with depressed patients. You know, sometimes you need to break up the cycle. And whatever, you know, could possibly break up that cycle. And again, it's hard to think about because usually you like to vacation, you know, the same way, do the same thing on vacation. You like to go to the same type of restaurants. Mix it up a little bit. You know, just mix it up. I mean, if you guys have never done karaoke, go and do karaoke. Why not? Now, number two on the list, which I think is great even for a first date, is go to a comedy club. Laughter. I think laughter is wonderful. I loved the dates where I was taken to a comedy club. Now, my husband's and my first date was, I think, Santa Monica Pier. And then I think the second date we saw Apollo 13. And, you know, Tom Hanks' movie is good. And it was good, but, and again, no offense to my husband, I love him, but I think some of my better first dates were the ones where we would go and see a comedian. You drink, you laugh, you know, even though you're laughing at the comedian, right, you're still having a good time, and the person leaves that date thinking, I had a good time. Same thing. You leave that night thinking, yeah, now it's got to be a good one. There's nothing worse than sitting and watching a comedian bomb. That's tough. And I've been to places where, you know, my friends are making a speech and they crack some jokes and they bomb. And I'm like, oh, God. So I can understand it's painful. But you know, go to something good. I think that's a great idea, laughter. Okay, so again, I don't even want to say this is for a healthier relationship. That's even good for a first date. Okay, another thing they say is get comfy in the kitchen. They say take a cooking class. You get bonus points for learning foreign cuisine. Now, I have to admit, okay, when my husband does cook something for me or I cook something for him, it is pretty cool. Yeah, no, we don't have sex in the kitchen. No. But it does. It does put a little spark into something. Again, why? Because it's something different. Okay, remember, for those of you dating a woman, all right, you know, she, again, is looking at the thought. She is looking way deep beyond your actions. Okay, why is he doing this? Why is he cooking? Is he cooking something because he wants me to eat a little fat? Why are there vegetables on the plate? You know what I mean? So, okay, coming up with a foreign cuisine that has nothing to do with calories, nothing to do. I mean, of course, you want to, you know, if she is dieting, it's got to be something she'll eat. You know, that would stink. You make something yummy and she won't eat it because she's on a diet. But, you know, do something that you can't read a bunch of things into. You know, where it's like, oh, my gosh, he's doing this because, you know, he's trying to be, you know, Chef Ramsay, and I find Chef Ramsay sexy, and let's go with it, all right? So, cooking in the cuisine, and women, too. You know, mac and cheese and top ramen don't fly, trust me, all right? That's my signature dish, top ramen with the sprinkles of the beef flavor on top after the noodles are cooked. That's my signature, and maybe I throw some parsley on the plate. I'm not going to fly, all right? Way to a man's heart is through his tummy. Okay, number four, they say hit the road. They say rent a fun car like a Prius, Volkswagen Beetle, smart car. Oh, I would never ride in a smart car. Oh, my gosh, that's a tin can. A Mustang and go for a mini road trip. That, I think, is a killer idea, unless you guys can't stand each other's conversation. If you guys are the type of people who will fight in the car, fight because you start talking about someone's mother, or you don't agree on the music, okay, that's not good. All right, remember, I mean, just think this one through. I think going on a road trip really changes things up. You know, then you go to a hotel or motel, you know, it's a different bed. I could see how that could kind of allow things to spice up. The only problem is, as many people admit to me, they cannot be on the road with their spouse or the person they're in the relationship with. It's too much time together. And my husband and I fight over the music. You know, one of my favorite music stations is XM 50s on 5. I love 50s music. I do. So that'll be a really good platter song, or Bobby Day, or Jackie Wilson, and Roy Orbison something. And I'm like, oh, you just shut that off. you just shut off Roy Orbison. Put it back on. And then my husband has to sit through a song he doesn't want to listen to. And I'm, you know, rocking out, Jack. Well, no, that can kind of, you know, cause things to be heated up. Not too good. Okay. Now, this is something I don't get. They say gossip. They say, and I'm reading this, it's tempting and often prudent to keep couple conversations behind closed doors, but you may actually benefit from blabbing to a close friend. Right? Hearing how a friend dealt with his husband's infidelity or big hurdles could put things into perspective. I guess couples like to gossip. Now, I wouldn't gossip about your husband by any means or about your wife. That's not good. You know why? It's something to talk about. I'm not a huge fan. I really don't like gossip. But I know couples do. I know my friends, our friends, gossip about us. We go out to dinner. And then as we leave, I know they go, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, they were fighting over the food. They were fighting over that. You know, I know people talk about us. So couples will talk. I guess it's a way for you guys to bond. You know, have a common subject, a common denominator. Yeah, I don't think I would use that to increase your relationship. They say tweak your diet. They say almonds, avocados, arugula can boost your sex drive and improve fertility. Avocados are good. Avocados are good. All right, I'll have that. And then be open about your spending. They say nearly 40% of married people admit to lying to their spouse about a purchase. And money is the number one reason why people fight. Okay, well, I don't think that's really going to make everything all kind of sexy. We're trying to talk about how to kind of sexify your relationships. I don't think talking about money is going to help. But I got to be honest, doing something different, I think, is absolutely key. It doesn't have to be, you know, dressing up as Viggo Mortensen, right, as Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. I mean, it doesn't, you know, what's my fantasy doesn't have to be yours, you know, and I know many of you guys, you like the whole Princess Leia, you know, Return of the Jedi outfit she wore, right? No, you know, it doesn't have to be that. Remember, a lot of people, they really, you know, after you've been married and the sex drive drops, it's really hard to go from 0 to 60 again, you know, so telling her you guys are going to dress up as Return of the Jedi characters, you know, may not do it. But starting to date again, I think, is a fascinating idea. And there's lots of different fun dates that you could do, right, that don't cost a lot of money. But I really like that comedy thing. I really, really like that. And I like going on a little trip that's something different. You know, because there's something about hotel rooms, too. You know, that kind of maybe spice it up. So I think that's pretty cool. Okay, really quickly here. Now what are they talking about? They're talking about cooking your tomatoes can actually fend off prostate cancer. We were talking about tomatoes the other week, about its lycopene. The lycopene that gives fruit and vegetables its pretty red color can slow growth and destroy abnormal cells. But they say actually heating it helps. Now, I don't like to heat tomatoes, but they say tomato sauce and tomato-based products actually are more effective than raw tomatoes because it helps break down the cell walls and increase the amount of lycopene. Now, this is interesting because we were always taught not to cook the vegetables, that the vegetables raw were healthier. But in this particular case, for cancer protection, they say cooking the tomatoes releases more of that lycopene. Whoa. That's something new. All right, guys, great show. I can't wait to talk to you all again. Keep the emails coming. I don't care if they're about politics, relationships, whatever. We answer it all here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.